Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
It's Daddy Speaks, the international transformational storyteller. Just what you need. Time to listen up for motivation on a journey with Daddy Speaks.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good afternoon, or hello, wherever you may be held from. Listen, this is Dr. Betty Speaks speaking. I am your life imprint influencer. I'm extremely passionate about empowering individuals to resurrect and establish themselves throughout the four components of life. And that would be spiritual growth, financial literacy, personal and professional development. You see, I'm that chosen warrior who inspires others to create imprint an imprint that will live long after they are gone. So if this is your first time joining me today, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am continuing on with the topic of leaving an imprint for infinity. But today I want to talk to you about that undefeated life. And I may bring this subject back again next week. Stay tuned for hearing it on several broadcastings over the next few weeks that I will be airing on, because I hold virtual groups and family workshops on leaving an imprint. I will help you understand the importance of rising above your life encounters and how you shall start facilitating simple things into your lives just by getting rid of the stress that's plaguing our nation today. So thank you for tuning in to Overcoming Battles, that which is an intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and inner strength. Plus, we cover a variety of genuine life-changing topics that are designed to encourage listeners who are worldwide with the knowledge that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming those things that you once thought you couldn't. So thank you for tuning in to this particular show on Wednesday. You'll be listening to nothing but the Stone Cold Truth. So if you are lacking in motivation right now, to the point that is keeping you stuck in life, guess what? The only person standing in your way is you. That's right. The only person standing in your way is you. So what I want you to know today is that we're experiencing so many issues. Honestly, we are. And it doesn't surprise me, because I remember experiencing things from the age of 6, life began to change for me at that early age. You see, currently we're having things that were going on even at the age of 6, but they weren't as relevant as they are now. Things like, I'm retired from the Army, of course, and I was in the field of supply logistics. So we have logistical chain issues. We're devastating shootings that are going on worldwide. And then there are the increasing prices that we are experiencing as well. So we talk about these things. We talk about inflation, and we talk about, you know, just recently the gas prices have been going down. There's been so many things that has been going on logistically. So where are you? Where are you? We're going to be talking about a spiritual being for the most part. So that's why I want to share with you some of the promises. You know, I promise you that we're not going through anything that has not been gone through before our beings. Honestly, BC is what we are not known to hear, BC. So let me tell you, God is not devastated nor surprised like most of us are. He's not. And he doesn't want you to be surprised either. Our challenges that are new, they're not new to God. They're not new to a lot of people that have been on a life journey. So that's why I want to share with you today about how history proves God is trustworthy. Yes, how our history proves that God is trustworthy. Remember, all the history is really his story. And when you, where you are in your faith walk today, I always like to analyze a person and see where they are with his story. You know, where are you with his story? And then I like to watch them and see the end of his story becomes into a victory. You know what I mean? There's so many times when we look at his story or we read about his story and see how it comes into victory. So I'm not talking about his story and victory for a reason here, but I want to start that off with you with today's topic. And I have been so like, the King James Version of John 16:32, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. He's telling us to be at peace. It doesn't matter what we're going through. Be at peace. So what things are more expensive? Things are not available. Things are are happening. It's not, I guess so what can be, not the appropriate word to utilize. So pray. You know, everything our Heavenly Father does focuses on one aim. And I'm military, so you'll see me using a lot of military terms. So we're focused on one aim, turning hearts back to him. That's like that bullseye. Turning hearts back to him. He doesn't want anyone to succumb to anything that has taken place. He wants all of us to turn our hearts back to him, though. The enemy desires you to be fearful, and he wants you to be fearless. It took me a long time to get that. The difference between being fearful and fearless and living boldly so you can dwell in his kingdom. See, where you are in life today, where are you spiritually? That is like, so many of us sin so often. And then something happens, you know, like we're dealing with a lot of life happenings right now, but are you fearful? And would you like to become fearless in order that you can boldly dwell in his kingdom? That's what I'm sharing with you today. It's so vital that you have absolute certainty about how God's goodness, about his direction and his dominion. It just means so much to your heart that your heart is at peace with all that's going on, or you can find peace. How's that? Or that you find peace with everything that's going on and be able to know the difference of the enemy's desires of you to be fearful or God's desire for you to be fearless in order for you to learn to live boldly where you are currently at peace, to dwell in his kingdom, to look forward to dwell in his kingdom. So, you know, it is so hard to inspire others to be undefeated. And I have so much that's going on this month that I will be sharing with my audience abroad on being undefeated, because that's what one looks at me when I tell them that I am that chosen warrior. You know, how can you be, why are you so undefeated? How can you think of yourself as a warrior because you're undefeated? Well, I have battles that I have won, you know, and I say that for a reason. How can one have an undefeated life and leave an imprint that continues to live on long after they're gone? And I tell you that you have to trust in God. You have to put your trust in God. He's the God of hope. I remember when I received this award, it was definitely announced to me that I was receiving the award, but it was a hope award. And this award was written in honor of a young lady that just walked in, you know, just oozed out hope. She knew biblical terms of that I can share with you that are all about trusting in God and the God of hope. And it starts out with Jeremiah 29. And 11, God has good plans for you. Knowing that and believing that and having faith in that and fearlessly walking in that, the hope that's in Isaiah 40:31, which is one of my favorites, you know, you can soar, you know, hope in the Lord renews your strength. And then there's Psalms 119:14. God himself is your refuge and shields you. So there's so many different hopes. What about Hebrews 11:1? Hope is evidence of our faith. You know, so if you would like to be undefeated, if you want to be that person that lives the life, leave a life legacy imprint, and it could be on anything. You know, what have you beat in life? You know, what is it? What are the things that you can say, yes, I'm undefeated. You know, I'm a winner. Let me help you understand God's glorious resurrections, his glorious resolutions for a lot of things that you have inquired in the world today. You know, your life happenings are not necessarily for you to hold on to. It's for you to go out and encourage and inspire and influence others. He wants you to have that. He wants you to do that. And it's like these are his plans and not yours, but they're your choices to move out, to go out there with no fear, to actually walk with no fear. When you live in love, it's possible to do that. You won't be fearful if you are living and walking in love to do certain things. In fact, if you have love, you know, it's like one of those, another undefeation that you can have. And you could fearfully stay focused on the facts in his story of being undefeated. Knowing that our Heavenly Father is a good Father who enjoys giving anything and everything to each and every one of us. This is so, this is important to me to share this because of the different battles that I have personally encountered in life. And I see myself being undefeated. Imagine what life would be like when you draw closer to him through the faith that he's established with you. You know, you could sow a seed into some of the things that I will be working on. I would greatly appreciate that. I am going heavy with leaving an imprint for infinity and talking about undefeated hope and undefeated life. You have to remember that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things that you once thought you couldn't. So I am that person that will constantly tell you to be strong, be bold, and leave an imprint for infinity. There is something in each and every one of our life that we can conquer, and we can be assured that we can inspire others with hope. And I say that because hope is also helping other people excel. You see, hope is helping other people enjoy life, and hope is helping other people every single day. So I thank you so much for tuning in with us on this Wednesday with Overcoming Battles by Leaving an Imprint for Infinity. Not for you, but for others. So reach out to me at BettySpeaks.com. And I honestly, just reach out to me, Betty, BETTY.speaks.com. Let me know what you thought of today's show on Bashani. You can definitely, Bashani.com, BashaniRadio.com. Feel free to comment. Place your comments there. Remember that your life is already planned out by God. He's given you hope. And that is hope. That hope is also meant for you to soar. Stay tuned next week when I will have a guest, or it could be myself again, but we will continue to talk about leaving an imprint for infinity. Remember, talk about your undefeated hope. We want to share that with others. Tell me some of the things that you've encountered in life and you want to know, how do I leave an imprint with dot, dot, dot. Doesn't matter what you've encountered. So I have to go. Everyone is trying to get in touch with me. This is Betty Speaks. Remember, strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't. Thank you for tuning in.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.